Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fresh! Fresh for fantasy.
Radio 670 The Score. Dave Richard is a Chicago guy made good. He is CBS Sports fantasy football expert, and he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Dave. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great to talk to both of you. I have spent parts of the last 12 hours doing two things: studying the Lions-Packers game on Monday and cleaning up dog do in my house. One of those things I think we should talk about right now. The other one, just feel bad for me. Just
What's wrong with your dog?
What happened to the Lions?
Dog's a little sick, I guess. He's got a case of the spilkies or something. I don't know what's going on with him.
We've all been there.
Wow.
This is not a child. Okay, so listen, Dave. So the Bears can't possibly lose on the bye week, but we just have dumped all of their playmakers. We can't find anyone. I guess Allen Robinson might be the only guy on offense that you would keep. You look at this team, how big a disappointment are some of these players? I mean, I know a lot of people, and again, this is Chicago problems, but they thought that the Bears were going to be significantly better, and they have a lot of Tariq Cohens and Cordero Pattersons floating around that aren't making plays because they're not getting opportunities.
And I hate to say it, but the first name that I would bring up, for fantasy purposes anyway, would be David Montgomery. And we were expecting Montgomery to be a consistently huge piece of the Chicago Bears offense, not just carrying the ball but also catching it out of the backfield. And listen, you got to give Matt Nagy some credit. He's trying to keep everybody healthy. He wants to try and balance the running back workload. And some weeks it definitely favored David Montgomery, and it worked out for fantasy managers. And some weeks it has not. I'm curious to see how they will come out of the bye week and reconfigure their run game when they're home against the Saints in Week 7. It's the Saints' defense that will be on the road for the second week in a row. They've been pretty tough against the run for the majority of this season. Interested to see if they are going to continue to work Montgomery closer to 20 touches per game, or if they're going to try and utilize Tariq Cohen a little bit more. I've seen Cohen get dropped in a bunch of fantasy leagues. I've dropped him in one of my leagues because I needed a DST to replace the Bears' DST this week. And so I'm gonna really keep an eye on how they go about Cohen and his workload moving forward. Do they give him close to 12 touches a game? Do they go higher than that? Is it going to be game script dependent?
They don't know. They don't know, Dave. They don't know.
Yeah. So it could be as simple as they don't know and they're not sure, and that just makes it harder for all of us in fantasy land.
Yeah, Bears are hard to figure. When you talk about the Lions and the Packers game, certainly Aaron Jones stands out. How did he change his profile with his big game last week?
Well, the big game certainly helped, but I think he's proven now over the past two games that he can be the lead back for the Packers. Remember at the beginning of the year, and you guys will definitely remember this from week one, there was a split, and it was almost like 50-50 in terms of workload between Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, and the touches got pretty close to 50-50 as well. And Jones was still outshining Jamal Williams then. I think he has proven in the last couple of weeks that he can be that lead back for Green Bay. Doesn't mean he's going to get 80% of the touches now, but it does mean that he's going to see a lot of work in the red zone near the goal line, certainly out of the backfield catching passes. I think Jones has earned it. I would be stunned if the Packers went away from it. And as long as Jamal Williams is away, fantasy managers have no reason for concern because it's not going to be somebody like Trey Carson or Dexter Williams coming off the bench to push down Aaron Jones a little bit. I think Jones is going to keep flying. And he's been an integral part of that Packers offense so much so that Aaron Rodgers isn't throwing as much as we're used to seeing. All but one of his games this year, 34 pass attempts or fewer. That seems low for Aaron Rodgers, and his numbers certainly have not done well. Fantasy managers are upset. He only has one game with 20 fantasy points this year.
What about, and we'll get to your phone calls in a second here, but what about the Ryan Pace ball? You've got Deshaun Watson and and Mahomes facing off. Who do you like more in that game? Is one of those? I mean, those guys are putting up monster numbers.
Yeah, I mean, but you got Trubisky, you know. You can't be.
All right. Exactly.
Ouch.
Yeah. Listen, I hear about it from my brother-in-law all the time. He's a devout Bears fan, and he gives me the SMH on text all the time. Listen, I actually think Houston wins the game, and I'm concerned about the offensive line for Kansas City. I'm worried about the receiver depth for Kansas City. And they say everything's hunky-dory with Patrick Mahomes' ankle. Look at his last two games. Not the types of numbers that we're used to seeing from Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't mean you sit Patrick Mahomes, but if I've got those two guys in fantasy, or if I'm making a decision on who to start my quarterback in my daily fantasy lineup, I'm going to lean toward Deshaun Watson. His offensive line is playing better. His passing game has been flourishing. You look last week, Will Fuller had 3 touchdowns. He might have had 5 if not for a couple of fortuitous plays that actually went the Falcons' way. And I'm not sold on this Kansas City defense being very good. They don't have a great pass rush. That's going to give Watson time to throw. I think Watson outduels Mahomes in week 6.
Has the success of the running game for a lot of teams around the league, Dave, increased the value of running backs? And I think that specifically you look at now this week, the Redskins, you wouldn't think ordinarily you'd look at the Redskins, but Bill Callahan's a running guy, and maybe they have a running back. Maybe AP is the guy that somebody latches onto this week.
And they're playing the Dolphins, David.
Yep.
So that's always a good part of successful fantasy numbers is taking on the Dolphins, whose defense is terrible, and they're going to come off the bye. And Redskins might be a little rejuvenated now that Jay Gruden is out of there. And, yeah, Adrian Peterson is someone who has a chance to score a touchdown, maybe get you 40 or 50 yards. There's a little less risk in rolling with him this week. So if you've been going with, say, David Montgomery has been one of your starting running backs, or Marlon Mack has been one of your starting running backs, and you know they're on bye, Josh Jacobs is on bye, you can turn to Adrian Peterson this week and use him. 1 week wonder, he could get the job done against the Dolphins. And to your larger question about running backs, they've always been the ultimate currency in fantasy football because they touch the ball the most, they score the most points outside of quarterbacks, and you always have to start 2 or 3 of them each week depending on your league. And as long as that's the case, demand is going to be high for running backs. When you've got a lot of running backs on your team, you can usually strike a trade and upgrade your roster, make it one of the best in your league, go on to the playoffs, win a championship.
All right, Dave, your public seeks you. Let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767 is the number. Jim is in Edgebrook. Jim, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, morning, guys. I've got 3 need 2. Stephon Diggs, Julio Jones, and Tyler Boyd.
And Stephon Diggs hits the bench for you. Tyler Boyd, not the easiest matchup in the world against the Ravens, but you see him getting a lot of targets week in and week out, and I think that's going to continue as the Bengals probably play from behind. They're 11-point underdogs in the game. And Julio Jones, we're just waiting on a big outburst, and I think this could be the week for it. Arizona's secondary has not played well at all. Patrick Peterson is going to sit out 1 more week. Their pass rush shouldn't get to Matt Ryan too often. I think Julio Jones comes through.
Garrett from Oak Lawn, you're on with Dave Richard.
Running back, Sony Michel or Philip Lindsay?
Let's go with Sony Michel against the Giants tonight. It's going to be a Patriots bloodbath. That's just the way things work out for them, especially when they're taking on a team like the Giants, missing 4 starters on offense. Are you kidding me? All their skill position players, their best ones, out for the game. Sony Michel should get ample playing time, lots of carries, good shot at scoring. I look at him as a top 24 running back this week, PPR or non-PPR.
Miles is on the road. Miles, you are on with Dave Richard.
Hey, I need help with tight end, Jimmy Graham or Greg Olsen.
Old man at tight end. Olsen's the one I would go with against Tampa Bay. I know the last 2 weeks have really been tough on him. It seems like Kyle Allen of the Panthers can get one of his pass catchers to good fantasy numbers each week. I think it could be Olsen this week against the Bucs. That secondary isn't very good. They don't have linebackers that can cover him. Tampa Bay struggled against tight ends over the course of the season. Here's the deal. You're going to start Olsen this week, and then assuming that he's not your best tight end, and in this case he might be, you'll cut him because he's on bye this week, comes back in week 8 at San Francisco, then against Tennessee. I guess if he's your only tight end, you hang on to him, but he is not somebody that you have to roster moving forward. But this week, too good of a matchup and tight end, a position too thin to ignore him.
Christian in Chicago, what's your question for Dave Richard?
Hey, good, Hey, good morning, guys. I have a question for Dave. I am looking to make a trade. I have Patrick Mahomes as my quarterback, and I'm looking to trade for Alvin Kamara since Saquon Barkley's out for me. But here's the thing. I have Russell Wilson and Josh Allen as my other two quarterbacks on my bench, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that trade.
If you're giving up Patrick Mahomes just to get Alvin Kamara, you're winning. And I know that Mahomes hasn't been playing well, but still people value him highly, and I value him highly. I do a trade chart each week on CBSSports.com that gives you values on what every player is worth for the rest of the season. And Alvin Kamara's value just blows away Patrick Mahomes because he's considered one of the elite running backs. This goes back to what we were talking about, David, about how running backs are so valuable, top commodities in fantasy football. I think Alvin Kamara is absolutely a guy worth getting in exchange for Patrick Mahomes. I would think you'd have to give Patrick Mahomes and then another running back on top of it, maybe somebody like Sony Michel, for example, or Devontae Freeman, to get Alvin Kamara on your team.
Let's try Larry. Larry is in Pingree Grove, and Larry, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just had a trade question regarding wide receiver. I was actually somebody sent me a trade for Juju Smith-Schuster. And actually, what is it, Sony? And they would give me Chris Godwin.
Okay, so you're getting Godwin and you're giving up Juju? Is that what you said, or did I just get lost in?
I'm sorry, Juju and David Montgomery. I'm sorry, Juju and
okay,
David Montgomery.
So yeah, Juju and David Montgomery for Chris Godwin, I think that's fine. That's probably closer to an even deal than you might imagine. It might even favor you a little bit if you're getting Godwin. He's been outstanding for Tampa Bay, and you can tell that Jameis Winston loves throwing to him.
All right, Dave, we have a texter who wants to know if they should hold on to Cam Newton or go with one of the backups who are producing at a weekly level.
Yeah, so maybe somebody like Gardner Minshew, for example, who's given you at least 20 fantasy points in all but one game this season. Jimmy Garoppolo, who really should have better numbers than he's actually put up. He's doing fine. I happen to like Matthew Stafford after what I've seen from the Packers defense and the Lions offense so far this season. Any of those three guys I would take right now ahead of Cam Newton, and if I don't have anybody else on my bench that I can just get rid of, Cam is the most expendable player on my bench, I would let him go. We do not know when he's coming back. So for now, I think we just have to envision Cam just being one of those guys that won't help us in fantasy.
All right, let's close it out with Craig. Craig, you are on with Dave Richard.
Yeah, hi. I need two receivers. It's Gallup, Juju, and Devontae Adams.
Well, I don't know if Devontae Adams is going to play. Let's see if he practices today, Friday, Saturday, and if he does practice and ends up playing against Detroit, you will start him and you'll go with Michael Gallup. But if the turf toe injury keeps Devonta Adams sidelined for another week, then it's pretty obvious you're going to sit then.
That's right. Dave, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up with you.
Thanks, Dave.
Everyone follows you on Twitter, so they know that they can get all that information, and we follow you with various places.
Hope your dog feels better.
I hope so, too. Guys, anytime you need fantasy help, just reach out on Twitter. Good luck in your leagues this weekend.
That is Dave Richard, CBS Sports Fantasy Football Expert.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.